while the children are going. After I got done talking about the announcements, Missa turned around to me and she goes, is the baptism going to be in the river on January 8th? I don't know. Maybe it will be. Okay, after I preached last time, Myrna came up to me and said, great sermon, shortest ever. So, a short sermon by Grace Elder Kevin McCown. You know, someone's got to keep the average going with Pastor Mark. So that's why I'm up here. So good morning. While selecting a topic to preach to you today, I wanted to go this way. It didn't feel right. I wanted to go that way. I went to another direction, which was also a dead end. Finally, I said to the Lord, I guess I need to listen to you. And he said, yep, or you do. So I selected a text that I'm struggling with. And the more I thought about it, thought that you all might be as well. I'm going to have to put my glasses on because I'm not going to be see this. Better. Because it is the season, and I don't mean it's the season of our Savior's birth. I'm talking about the stress season. And as you can see, the sermon title is Take It to the Cross. As Pastor Mark once brought up a more modern use of a hashtag, and that hashtag was hashtag so I will pray, I've coined a new hashtag, and that is hashtag take it to the cross. So I'm going to read the text that I've chosen, and then we're going to pray. So our first text is going to come from Psalm 55, 22, which reads, and you can turn there to your Bible, or I'm going to have the text up here. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. And then in 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enjoy this Advent season and prepare to celebrate your birth, let this be our focus. Let the worry and stress of the commercial world recede and let only you be the center of our attention. Lord, I pray for everyone in this congregation and ask that everything I say and do today gives you the glory. Allow this layman servant to be humble and welcome your presence in this sanctuary, for you have said, where two or more shall gather, you will be present. Lord, we praise you today, and we thank you willingly that you followed the direction of your Father and gave all at the cross. Amen. For Carol and I's household, it usually starts just after hunting season. Whereas my job working at Gander Mountain, the stress of higher volume firearm sales begin. For Carol, it's fourth quarter retail sales, or sometimes lack thereof, is one of her mainstay burdens. Put in the stress of eight other adults getting ready to arrive at our home in a couple of weeks. They're going to stay with us a week. Six grandchildren, all expecting grandma's and grandpa's time, every waking moment to be in their face. Not to mention thinking of purchasing and wrapping the mountain of gifts needed to fulfill everyone's expectations in the family, our employees, our bosses, preparing a sermon. Well, as you can see, there may be a little bit of stress and worry in the McCown household. Now, hopefully, I did not trigger any thoughts in your mind as I stated everything that Carol and I have to accomplish in 2 weeks or less. Trust me, that was not my intention. But if I did a little bit, I have an answer that may help you deal with what you're feeling. I have visually put together a stress kit for each family present here today, and I think we're going to have a few left over. So, anyway, I hope you will use this and it'll help you through any stressful situation you incur. So, first in your bulletin, question number one, what are your anxieties, burdens, and worries today? And that's more or less a rhetorical question. I don't want anybody stand up and saying, I got stress or whatever. But you can list them on there. Think about what is stressing you out. You know, could it be health? Could it be not having enough money or too much money? That could be a burden as well. Is it the holidays? Is it work? Is it a job? So as Shane, and Carol, they're going to pass out these kits. One to each family. And as they're doing that, I'm going to introduce this packet and kind of give you kind of give you directions on how to use it. And then by the end of this sermon, hopefully, you will also have God's directions on how to use them. The first big thing you're going to see in there is the cross. The cross in that packet has magnets on it, so it can go on your refrigerator or some other place you may want to put it. It will be a constant reminder what Jesus did for us. He died on that cross for our sins, as we just proved this by the communion this morning. The sticky notes are for you to write what you're stressing about. It could be a burden, it could be a worry, it could be an anxiety. The pen in there actually has two purposes. One, to write down that worry that's stressing you out. And second, well, it's just a shameful plug for Gander Mountain. Can't say it any other way. So anyway, as Christians, we belong to God through faith in Christ and sometimes still experience the same problems that plagued us before we were saved. Worldly desires or problems invade our thoughts or the actions of everyday lives, of our everyday lives. This becomes stressful, worrisome, and a burden. The fact that the Old Testament, Psalm, and 1 Peter, the New Testament, address the problem indicate that God knows these conditions exist and that they can be an everyday occurrence in one's life. So, how does the cross play into this? So first I ask myself, as I'm sure many of you have, why did a sinless Jesus have to die? Number two in your bulletin, God sent the perfect sacrifice to die on the cross. I listened to John Piper state it like this. I'm going to paraphrase it. It was about a 5-minute sermon. It was a great little sermon on why Jesus had to die. You can Google it. It's great to listen to, but I'm going to paraphrase it. Piper said, "Why did Jesus come? According to Romans 15:8, for I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcision to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. Christ came to earth to die so that you would give glory to his Father for mercy. He came for his Father's sake. In Romans 3:25, God put Christ forward as a propitiation by his blood to demonstrate God's righteousness. It was to prove at the present time that he, himself, is righteous. He died to vindicate our sins and sins of others, like King David's adultery, King David's murder." So now, before I continue with what Piper was speaking about, we need to address the term propitiation. In 1 John 2:2 and 4:10, Christ is called the propitiation of our sins. He is the propitiation because by his becoming our substitute and assuming our obligations in sin, he expiated our guilt, covered it by the vicarious punishment he endured on the cross. Basically, by dying on the cross, his blood covered our sins, just like we talked about in communion. All right, so back to Mr. Piper. Piper continues with, this troubled Paul, and it really did trouble Paul. It troubled Paul to his depths, he says. And Paul cried out, how could God just forget these sins and pass over? How can he do that? The cross is a solution to a mega theological problem. How can God be God and forgive sin? The reason is Christ came and died to vindicate God in the saving people like us. So Piper states this well. Why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus have to die? And it can be proven easily by John 14:6, which is one of my life verses. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We've got to be saved. We've got to accept Jesus into our hearts to get through to heaven, to God. So it's relatively simple. Jesus came to die for our sins on the cross and proclaim God's righteousness. So number three in your bulletin, Jesus came to glorify God and died on the cross to vindicate our sins. As sinners, we invite Jesus into our hearts and become saved. Now we are forgiven of our sins because of the cross where Jesus died. In believing in him, as John 14:6, he is the way, and we can come to the Father through him because of our belief in him and because of what Christ did for us on the cross. Hence the cross in your package. The cross is a binding or a reminder that he took away all of our sins, all in one swoop. He can also take away our burdens. Hashtag take it to the cross. Now let's turn our attention to 1 Peter 5:7. Our God is not offering to take away our worries or stress one at a time, and that's important to remember. No, he's offering to take all of them away from us once and for all, casting all your anxieties on him. Not just some, but everything that you bring to him in prayer, he will remove or resolve. Just like Christ was able to take away all of our sins at once on the cross, he's able to take away all of our worries at once from his throne. That's really important. I'm going to say it again. Just like Christ was able to take away all of our sins at once on the cross, he is able to take away all of our worries at once from his throne. All we need to do is make this happen, is to repeat what we did at the moment of salvation. Ask God to do all the work. We can't do it ourselves. Hashtag take it to the cross. So number four in your bulletin, the cross is a reminder that as he took away our sins, he can also take away our worries from his throne. In our hearts, when we visit Calvary, we understand that we can never earn our way to heaven. We must cast our complete dependence on Christ to bring us to heaven through his own work of redemption. Many of us never carry the same faith beyond being saved. Think about it. We retain ownership of our cares, and we continue to deal with them using up our own strength, time, and resources. We never make that connection that the same God who can save us from sin and its penalty can also save us from the sorrow of anxiety and its pain. Hashtag take it to the cross. So now we have the cross and we still have this anxiety or stress. How do we cope? How do we take that kit and make it work? How do we resolve this anxiety? First, what is stress? The Bible doesn't address stress, but it does address anxiety, worry, and trouble, and gives us clear answers on how to cope. Webster's defines stress as a physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension. This can come from our jobs, our families, health issues, and one of my favorites, as I have several kids, my teenagers. God created us and knows, because we are sinners, we can sometimes allow stress to rule our life. We try to resolve stress on our own. Hashtag take it to the cross. We don't trust God to provide. Hashtag take it to the cross. Matthew 6:25-6:27. This is a great verse. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet our heavenly Father feeds them. And you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? This passage kind of stresses me just reading it out loud. You know, I do worry about all those things. For me, for Carol, my family, this congregation. Hashtag take it to the cross. We all worry about making ends meet, living paycheck to paycheck, material items, keeping up with the Joneses. No offense, Miss and Shane. That's actually a word, keeping up with the Joneses. Anyway, Maintaining that lifestyle, worldly goods, another item, and dare I say it, another hunting gun for me. In Mark 4:19, I'm going to paraphrase it. It states that materialism leads to stress, for when we seek worldly goods, we fall to the deceitfulness of wealth. The lie that such goods relieve stress only make it worse, but when we search for God, it leads to happiness, contentment, and joy. Hashtag take it to the cross. So back to that cross on your refrigerator. Perhaps no passage that I found in the Bible says it better than in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So put up that cross somewhere in your path. Take that worry and use the lovely Gander Mountain pin to hashtag take it to the cross. These verses in Philippians, are basically your biblical instructions to take that worry and not worry. Pray with thanksgiving in your heart and let that worry and request be known to God. Lifting your burdens and concerns to a holy and righteous God daily will mitigate or eliminate the stress in your lives. In our offered text, Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. And then in Peter, why do we do this? Which is the last part of that verse, because he cares for you. Hashtag take it to the cross. Christians who retain ownership of their anxiety will be beaten down by that stress. Eventually, we may go down a path that's not good, using drugs or alcohol to escape the pain the stress causes, all because we did not take it to the cross. This could lead any of us to an early grave, and this destruction is not warranted when we have a Savior who will, from his throne, relieve us of all burdens. Hashtag take it to the cross. We need to repent of our worries the same way we repent of our sins. I'm reminded of one of my favorite old hymns, At the Cross. There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all we love and ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. And my favorite two lines, where your love ran red and my sin washed white. Just like in communion, the blood of Jesus Christ ran red and my sins are gone. Your burdens can be gone as well. Hashtag, take it to the cross. So we need to turn our backs on our cares and ask God to bury them in hell along with our sins. When we do, he will be faithful. And then we will begin to live a saturated life with peace that surpasses all understanding. That too also came from Philippians 4. So, hashtag, take it to the cross. I found a poem. I like writing poems, and I was going to write a poem, but I found this poem by Deborah Ann. It's in your bulletins. And, wow, 20 minutes. I always like to end my sermons with a poem. So, as I said, it would be a short sermon. So, whatever your worry, whatever is your care, take it to the cross and just leave it there. For at the cross, Jesus is waiting to take every burden on you that's weighing. Whatever has you crying, whatever has you sad, take it to the cross. If you do, you'll be glad. For at the cross, joy is yours to find, and the true peace of God will fill your heart and mind. Whatever is your burden, whatever is your grief, take it to the cross whenever you need relief. For at the cross, Jesus will meet you there, and onto himself your burdens he will bear. Really says a lot about the cross. So let's pray. Gracious God, I know many of us have stress, and it comes from different places, and it comes at different times. Lord, I ask you that when you see that worry overcoming us, you give us the reminder that says, hey, bring that to me. In fact, bring all of that to me, and I will give you rest. Help us to pin that to the cross, the reminder that you gave all, so that we can have all. Lord, thank you for sending the perfect sacrifice to show us that you are a righteous God and God full of grace. Father, watch over each and every one of us today. Get us home safely in this little snowstorm and allow us to deal daily with our stress by taking it to the cross. Amen.